This episode is especially dedicated to Kelly McGonigal and her book, The Joy of Movement. This is the Resilience Podcast 462, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Tuesday, September 27th. In her book, The Joy of Movement, Kelly teaches us that so much of the language we use to describe courage relies on metaphors of the body. We overcome obstacles, break through barriers, and walk through fire. We carry burdens, reach out for help, and lift one another up. This is how we as humans talk about bravery and resilience. And I can't think of a better illustration of bravery and resilience than what took place 30 years ago in Barcelona. It's 1992 at the Barcelona Olympic Games. The world record holder in the 400 meters, Derek Redmond, is poised to medal. He missed the last Olympics due to an injury, and this is his big chance to come back. The semifinals begin. He starts off strong. And then, 16 seconds into the race, Derek hears a loud pop. Later, he'd say that he thought he got shot in the back of his thigh. In fact, it was his hamstring separating from the bone. He immediately grabs his leg, hops a few times, and is brought down to a painful, painful stop. Keep in mind that all the other racers already finished the race, but not Derek. He's not done yet. He gets up, determined to finish the race. He's painfully hopping on one leg. But then something else happens. A man comes bursting from the stands onto the track, pushing aside and waving away Olympic officials as he makes his way to Derek. It's Derek's dad. He embraces his son and supports him as they make their way to the finish line. I swear to God, I've never seen anything like it. His dad waves away more Olympic officials, telling them, "I'm his father." Derek sobs into his dad's shoulder. They finish together, dead last in the race, but first place in our hearts and souls. Many people find Derek's heroic grit incredibly inspiring, which of course it is. But what Kelly thinks is the deeper reason why we all love that scene so much is the fact that ultimately we endure most powerfully together. We all need each other to show up as our best. Period. Period. When we are faced with adversity or doubting our own strength, it can help to feel these actions in our bodies. Sometimes we need to climb an actual hill, pull ourselves up, or work together to shoulder a heavy load to know that these traits are a part of us. So today, this week, for the remainder of the year, let's be the ones racing onto the track to be there for our loved ones who might have stumbled and hurt themselves. Today, let's be strong enough to accept help from others when we stumble and injure ourselves. Remember the fact that we endure best together. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually, three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health because, as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spent a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.